Under the plan, Walker's Department of Health Services could decide to charge some medical assistance recipients more for the care they receive, up to the maximum allowed under federal law. Walker's administration could also change program benefits and restrict who's eligible to receive them. John Peacock with the Wisconsin Council on Children and Families says it gives the administration unfettered discretion
to change eligibility standards, premiums, benefit packages, methods of enrolling, you name it.
If the governor's administration were to make those changes in the future, members of the legislature's budget committee would be able to block them. But if lawmakers did nothing, in 2 weeks the changes would automatically take effect. Right now that committee is split 12-4 in favor of Republicans. Peacock says there's no way of knowing what exactly it could mean for the more than 1 million people who receive some form of medical assistance.
The problem with all of this is that the governor isn't telling us what he has in mind. The governor is just asking the legislature to give the executive branch the authority to make those decisions at some point in the future in a way that's really going to minimize any public involvement in that process.
The nonpartisan Legislative Fiscal Bureau says the changes could potentially affect programs including Badger Care Plus, Medicaid for the elderly, blind, and disabled, family care, and senior care. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.